at the moment, you know, they're just packing their bags and immigrating when they're trained. And it's not because they don't want to stay here. It's because they have, you know, gathered a lot of debt while they were in training, because it's so expensive, like accommodation, food, everything, you know, training itself, everything costs an awful lot of money. And there needs to be more in place for our trainee doctors and nurses and other health people in the health professionals, you know. So because at the moment there's 30,000 doctors in Ireland, but 40% of them are from outside Ireland, and they're coming from countries that can ill afford to send their doctors or nurses to Ireland, you know. So we've about 68,000 nurses, and 49% of them are from outside Ireland. And along with that, in 2023, there was a survey done of all nurses and midwives, and these are just coming out of training, and 73% of them said they were thinking about emigrating. It's not good for the country, and it's unsustainable. Do you know what I mean? So we need an incentive in there to keep them here on our shores.
What is that incentive? What would you be hoping for? I suppose that there would be something put in place. Is that the ultimate goal?
That there would be money put in it. And this has gone to both Stephen Donnelly, the Minister of Health, and the Minister for Finance. Like, they have an opportunity now before the budget to put something in place. And the new Minister for Finance is Jack Chambers, who's a doctor himself. And like, he would have seen it firsthand, so he should understand the predicament that we find our country in, because it's a diabolical situation. That if we're spending, you know, the figures there, anything between 140 and 170,000, just on a trainee doctor, so, you know, like, those are massive figures that people are that the government is putting in there to train these doctors, and then we're just educating them, training them, and exporting them. And I don't mean that lightly, but it's a situation that can't go on.